Hello, friends.
Welcome to the 24th episode of the Daily Unpacking. I'm your host, Caleb Palmer. Today, we're here with our guest, Felipe Munoz. How are you doing today, Felipe?
I'm doing pretty good, actually. I'm putting behind this month. This is the last day of the month. I feel great. I feel good. I've done my journaling. I've cleared my mind of May 2019.
Went by fast, didn't it? Yeah. So we're nearing the end. Technically, it's officially June 1st. We are up way past our scheduled bedtime, but we are taking the day easy tomorrow so that we can get some work done and save some money and be prepared to move to our next hotel. So, Felipe, what did we do today?
Today we woke up and we did our morning routine, meditated, stretched, ate breakfast, and read. And then we...
And cuddled.
That's important. And then we decided to go exploring. Since we're here in Ubud, it's silly to not do all the things that we can do because of money. So, yeah, it's recording. So we decided to cut our trip. Actually, we decided to have a lower budget while we are in Sanur, to be able to explore a little bit more here in Ubud. But that's okay because we have a lot of content to catch up on. And when we're in Sanur, we have discussed that we are mostly gonna work and do long walks. And if we need to get out of the house, we're gonna go to the beach. We'll be half a mile away from the beach, not even. So we've had a good day. And so what we did, what we explored, we went to the, what is it called?
Pura Tikri Elumpa.
Yeah, actually it's not very far away from that. it's just a pretty holy water, kind of a pool, like a public place where you could go to pray to the gods. It's a Hindu thing, I guess. I've seen a lot of pictures of it before we came here. While I was in Orlando also, actually.
Really?
I remember seeing, yeah. I was going to come here with Aaron. That was one of the places I wanted to go visit. So we did go today. And while we were, when we were done there, we went to our bike that we had rented. And we were approached by a parking guard that was there, and he was Balinese. He'd worked there for many years, and I thought that he was this typical Balinese person coming over to do something for us and then ask for money. So I was at first trying to ignore him a little bit because I was just waiting for that moment to come where he just reached out his hand and asked for money. So it proved to be a guy that just wanted to get to know us and
help us.
And he asked where we were and what we were doing now. And when he asked what we were doing, we said that we most likely was just going to turn home and head back home to the hostel to work on our vlogs and do our stuff. And then he said that just north of where we were, there was a cocoa and coffee plantation that had a free short tour of their plantation, and you would be able to taste some teas and coffees. And he said,
I didn't even really understand that was what he was explaining.
Yeah, me neither.
I thought he was just telling us a place that we could see pretty views.
That's what I thought
too. I didn't really understand that he was explaining that the experience of the coffee plantation was free.
Yeah, so we got there and we didn't really know what to expect. I was just expecting to see like a pretty overview of a plantation of different plantations. And when we got there, we were approached by one of the ladies that worked there. And she helped us take care of our helmets. And then she started giving us our tour.
She walked us through like the beautiful front gardens of the plantation and showed us how all the different fruit grows. It's really cool because there's like so many fruit and nuts and even pepper and things that they grow here that I've never even seen like on a tree before. So being able to be shown that was really cool.
And we were shown around how they make their coffee, how they make their tea, what kind of peppers they grow, and rosemary and whatever it was. The difference
between male coffee beans and female coffee beans, which I didn't even know there was a difference.
It was the whole shebang. And then we came to the very end of the plantation. Beautiful view over the jungle.
Holy cow.
It was very, very peaceful with the birds singing in the background.
It was more peaceful than the temple.
Yeah, it was. Actually, it was more peaceful than the temple. Mm-hmm. We sat down and then we, in front of us at the table, there was this chart of different teas and coffees that they served. And we sat down. And
I want to say there was about 12.
Yeah, there were many
of them. Like six on each side of coffee and teas.
Sorry. And a whole bunch of teas and coffees came to the table, and we got to sit down, record ourselves, try these different coffees, a rosemary coffee, I think it was, and lemongrass,
and turmeric tea, and ginger
and
tea.
Coconut coffee.
Coconut coffee was so good.
It was the best coffee.
It was so delicious.
Vanilla coffee, we had cocoa and coffee blends.
You had strong male bean coffee. Balinese coffee.
Yeah, it blew our minds actually because we didn't know what to expect. Really, we weren't expecting
anything. I think that's what
was
cool is because I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
I didn't know what we were getting. And then to have this free 12 plate of drinks brought out to us that were all delicious. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were so good. I know I could drink a whole nother set.
There was a jar of some fried peanuts there also that was absolutely amazing that I almost ate the whole jar of. It was so good. We also got to try snake skin fruit.
Yeah, I never had snake skin fruit.
We got the, what was that fruit that they shoved in our faces when we got to the temple?
Something.
Yeah, it was something like that. This is a story that I skipped earlier, but when we got to that temple, water temple, prayer place, whatever, we were about to get in line to get tickets to enter the temple, and these two ladies come and they say, oh, free.
They have a gift for us. I thought it was like a gift for the temple.
And we were like, oh, that's great. So she like opened the banana for us.
She opened the banana.
She says, eat. And then she put this other fruit in my mouth that I've never seen or had before. And I couldn't even do anything about it. She just opened it up for me and like almost shoved it in my face for me to eat it. And it was absolutely amazing. It was great. And then they started shoving bananas and this fruit into a bag. And then they shoved it in our faces and said, you pay. And we didn't ask for anything. I thought it was a gift.
That's why we accepted it.
So
she said gift. And I think she was trying to guilt us into buying from her because we had already taken one.
And unfortunately, I don't like that way of going about things. I don't care how poor or who you are or where you're from or whatever it is. I think you should treat people with respect. And I didn't think that they did that in that scenario. So I also responded that way. We didn't buy anything from them. And she shouted something in a language that we don't understand. And then she walked away when we said that we didn't want to pay for it. And that was it, really. I don't know why I went over to that story, but
because of the fruit. They made a tea out of that fruit that was actually really good.
Yeah.
I really liked the lemongrass tea, and there was another tea with another leaf of a flower that I had never heard of before, but you'll see it in the video.
Yeah, we recorded our tasting of it. We recorded us tasting all of them. So you will see that in a video in not too long. I would imagine that in the next week that all of that will be out.
Mm-hmm.
So since we are leaving for Chiang Mai, have we bought the bus tickets yet?
I have not because I'm still trying to figure out how to do that. So I'll get into that another time.
We're going to Chiang Mai June 8th at 1 a.m. So we have full 7 days left in Bali before we leave. And we intend to go through all of our content and post all the videos of the Bali things or the Bali videos, the content that we have recorded, so that when we leave for Chiang Mai, that everything Bali is already edited and ready to be posted. Because I don't want to be editing Bali videos when I'm in Chiang Mai, because that's probably when I want to be in the mood to edit what we were doing in Chiang Mai.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a lot of work to do, and that's what we're going to focus on when we leave for Sanur in a day and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually just, a day. A day and a half.
Mm-hmm.
The full day will be tomorrow night, and then another a day and a quarter then. All right. Cool. We feel good.
I feel sleepy.
I feel optimistic. I feel happy that I'm in the position that I'm in. I'm making videos, something that I've been wanting to do for so long. I am documenting my journey. I'm traveling the world. I feel happy. I'm with you. And I feel thankful. And I want to remind myself that. That's what I wrote in my journal, May 2019 summary of this month, is that I want to be better at giving myself credit for what I have accomplished. Like, I've never been this good in my life. I've never been in this good of a position in my life. Like, previously I've either been not in a good relationship or not have money, but those two things have never happened simultaneously. Now I have just enough, exactly what I need to survive, and I'm happy with that. And I'm also in a relationship that I appreciate, and that is helping me grow, and that is doing something good to my heart and my soul and who I am as a person. And I want to remind myself that, because I feel like I'm, like I said to you this morning in the past few days, that I feel like I'm rushing always to the next thing. I feel like when I'm done with something, like I want to continue in the next, or even that I already picture myself being somewhere else, and therefore pulling myself away from actually enjoying these moments that we have right here. So that's what I want to aim for.
That's a great goal.
For June, is that I want to aim for giving myself more credit for where I am, who I am, and what I'm doing, and not try to rush to the next thing. And how I'm gonna do that is by continuously doing the daily routine that we're gonna. It's a simple daily routine that shouldn't take more than an hour or an hour and a half. And I want to do that tomorrow and the day after and for the rest of my life. And I think that's gonna help me do all that. And whenever I have that established, I want to put in more exercise. I want to have more physical exercise in my daily routine. I want to read more. I want to do more of the things that I'm supposed to. So, and one of those things are giving myself more credit. So I'm gonna start that now, and I'm gonna put away this month. I'm putting away this day. And I'm preparing myself mentally and emotionally for the next month. And I'm excited for it.
I'm excited too. That was awesome to share. Thank you for sharing that.
Thanks for saying that. So thank you guys for joining us here today one more time at the Daily Unpacking. I am your host. This is really fun, actually.
I thought I was the host and you were my guest.
Oh, snap. Sorry. And I am the guest, Felipe Munoz. All right, friends, it's 13 minutes long already.
Wow, that went fast.
It did, right?
Yeah.
We're wrapping up this month. It has been freaking amazing. It's crazy, right? We started this month in Oslo.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're in Bali, and in a week, in 9 days, we'll be in Thailand. It's just amazing.
It is amazing. It's crazy.
Once again, thank you. Hope you guys are having a blessed and loving and awesome and fantastic and beautiful day. And that you're experiencing abundance of happiness and joy. And that you'll hear back from us again tomorrow.
Thank you for unpacking with us. We'll unpack with you tomorrow.